They should aim so to cultivate the tendencies of the youth that at each stage of their life 203 they may represent the natural beauty appropriate to that period, unfolding gradually, as do the plants and flowers in the garden. 204-202.4. Chapter 33, Promises of Divine Guidance. How sweet the consciousness of a divine friend, your compassionate Redeemer is watching you with love and sympathy, ready to hear your prayers and to render you the assistance which you need. He knows the burdens of every mother's heart and is her best friend in every emergency. His everlasting arms support the God-fearing, faithful mother. When upon earth, he had a mother that struggled with poverty, having many anxious cares and perplexities, and he sympathizes with every Christian mother in her cares and anxieties. That Savior who took a long journey for the purpose of relieving the anxious heart of a woman whose daughter was possessed by an evil spirit will hear the mother's prayers and will bless her children. 204.1 He who gave back to the widow her only son, as he was carried to the burial is touched today by the woe of the bereaved mother. He who wept tears of sympathy at the grave of Lazarus and gave back to Martha and Mary their buried brother, who pardoned Mary Magdalene, who remembered his mother, when he was hanging in agony upon the cross, who appeared to the weeping women and made them his messengers to spread the first glad tidings of a risen Savior, he is woman's best friend today and is ready to aid her in all the relations of life. 204.2 No work can equal that of a Christian mother. She takes up her work with a sense of what it is to bring up her children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. How often will she feel her burdens weight heavier than 205 she can bear, and then how precious the privilege of taking it all to her sympathizing Savior in prayer. She may lay her burden at His feet and find in His presence a strength that will sustain her and give her cheerfulness, hope, courage, and wisdom in the most trying hours. How sweet to the careworn mother is the consciousness of such a friend in all her difficulties. If mothers would go to Christ more frequently and trust Him more fully, their burdens would be easier, and they would find rest to their souls. 204.3 The God of Heaven hears your prayers. You cannot bring up your children, as you should without divine help, for the fallen nature of Adam always strives for the mastery. The hearts must be prepared for the principles of truth, that they may root in the soul and find nourishment in the life. 205.1 Parents may understand that, as they follow God's directions in the training of their children, they will receive help from on high. They receive much benefit, for, as they teach, they learn. Their children will achieve victories through the knowledge that they have acquired in keeping the way of the Lord. They are enabled to overcome natural and hereditary tendencies to evil. 205.2 Parents, are you working with unflagging energy in behalf of your children? The God of Heaven marks your solicitude, your earnest work, your constant watchfulness. He hears your prayers. With patience and tenderness train your children for the Lord. All Heaven is interested in your work. God will unite with you, crowning your efforts with success. 205.3 As you try to make plain the truths of salvation, and point the children to Christ as a personal Savior, angels will be by your side. The Lord will give to fathers and 206 mothers grace to interest their little ones in the precious story of the babe of Bethlehem, who is indeed the hope of the world. 205.4 Ask and receive. In their important work parents must ask and receive divine aid. Even if the character, habits, and practices of parents have been cast in an inferior mold, if the lessons given them in childhood and youth have led to an unhappy development of character, they need not despair. The converting power of God can transform inherited and cultivated tendencies, for the religion of Jesus is uplifting. Born again means a transformation, a new birth in Christ Jesus. 206.1 Let us instruct our children in the teachings of the Word. If you will call, the Lord will answer you. He will say, Here I am, what would you have me do, for you? Heaven is linked with earth that every soul may be enabled to fulfill his mission. The Lord loves these children. He wants them brought up with an understanding of their high calling. 206.2 The Holy Spirit will guide. The mother should feel her need of the Holy Spirit's guidance, that she herself may have a genuine experience in submission to the way and will of God. Then, through the grace of Christ, she can be a wise, gentle, loving teacher. 206.3 Christ has made every provision that every parent's school will be controlled by the Holy Spirit's will be given strength and grace to be a teacher in the home. This education and discipline in the home will have a molding and fashioning influence. 206.4 Divine power will unite with human effort, without human effort divine effort is in vain. God will 207 work with power when in trustful dependence upon Him parents will awake to the sacred responsibility resting upon them and seek to train their children aright. He will cooperate with those parents who carefully and prayerfully educate their children, working out their own and their children's salvation. He will work in them to will and to do of His own good pleasure. 206.5 Human effort alone will not result in helping your children to perfect a character for heaven, but with divine help a grand and holy work may be accomplished.